Nestled in the vast expanse of the Texan desert, Marfa stood as a tranquil oasis of enigma and charm. Its dusty streets, lined with weathered adobe structures, whispered tales of a past steeped in mystery. Yet, it was the ethereal glow on the horizon that beckoned travelers from far and wide. The infamous Marfa Lights, a celestial dance that left even the most skeptical in awe. Among the curious souls drawn to this peculiar town were Sarah, a vibrant 28-year-old historian, and James, her affable partner of 30, proprietor of a modest bookstore. Sarah's eyes sparkled with an insatiable curiosity, particularly for the enigmatic riddles that history often concealed. James, on the other hand, possessed a calming presence. His passion for literature evident in the neatly stacked shelves of his cherished bookstore. Their weekend escape found them ensconced in the heart of Marfa, within the welcoming embrace of the Hotel Paisano. Its adobe walls exuded a timeless charm, the air tinged with the scent of desert blooms. Their room, adorned with rustic southwestern accents, overlooked the cacti-studded landscape that stretched to meet the horizon. As they settled into the comfort of their retreat, a sense of anticipation hung in the air, an unspoken promise of unraveling mysteries. With every step through Marfa's sun-dappled streets, the couple felt an inexplicable connection to the town's enigmatic past. The adobe facades seemed to guard secrets, and the whispers of the desert winds carried stories untold. Sarah's fingers traced the spines of weathered books in James's store, as if seeking answers in the pages of forgotten tales. As evening descended, painting the sky with hues of amber and indigo, Sarah and James stood beneath the vast expanse, their eyes fixed on the distant glow. The Marfa lights flickered and danced, casting a spell that defied explanation. It was here, in this town of quiet wonders and boundless mysteries, that their journey into the conundrums of the desert sky would begin. One afternoon, as the sun cast long, golden rays through the windows of the Hotel Paisano's cozy library, Sarah's inquisitive gaze fell upon an old leather-bound journal nestled amidst a collection of dusty tomes. Its pages bore the wear and tear of time, the edges softened by countless fingers that had once caressed its secrets. Curiosity piqued. Sarah delicately cradled the journal in her hands, its weight a testament to the stories it held. She carefully opened it, revealing pages filled with faded ink, each entry a testament to the passage of years. Her eyes scanned the cryptic prose that danced across the parchment, a delicate script that seemed to mirror the ebb and flow of the desert winds. The journal's author remained a mystery, identified only by the initials M. Sarah's heart quickened with each turn of the page, for within these lines, E.M. chronicled encounters with the legendary Marfa Lights. They spoke of nights spent in fervent pursuit of their elusive glow, nights that held an air of both wonder and trepidation. As she read on, Sarah's imagination soared, weaving visions of a lone traveler, cloaked in mystery, wandering the desert in search of answers. Words painted vivid pictures of the ethereal lights, each entry tinged with a sense of both reverence and longing. Yet, the journal's final entries bore an eerie weight. The tone shifted, the words tinged with a foreboding sense of finality. Sarah's heart pounded with a mixture of excitement and trepidation. Who was and what had become of them? The realization dawned on her that this journal held the key to a story that had remained untold for decades. The enigmatic traveler had vanished, leaving behind this tantalizing enigma, and Sarah was determined to uncover the truth. With the journal clutched tightly in her hands, Sarah sought out James, eager to share her discovery. Together, they vowed to embark on a journey that would unravel the secrets of the Marfa Lights and the enigmatic figure who had dared to chase their luminous dance. The desert winds seemed to echo their determination, whispering promises of revelations yet to come. Fueled by the enigmatic journal, Sarah's days became consumed with unraveling the secrets it held. The sunlit hours were spent poring over its cryptic pages, her fingers tracing the faded ink as she deciphered a M's fervent pursuit of the Marfa lights. Evenings found her and James huddled together in their room at the Hotel Paisano, lost in whispered speculations about the mysterious traveler. With each passing day, Sarah's determination grew, an unyielding fire that burned brighter with every new revelation. She yearned to give voice to E. M's story, to breathe life into the enigma that had captivated her heart. Sensing her fervor, James became not only her confidant, but her partner in this quest for truth. One morning, as the desert sun cast long shadows over Marfa, Sarah's eyes sparkled with a newfound determination. She turned to James, her voice steady and resolute. "We need to venture beyond the pages of this journal, James. We must seek out the places that explored, see what they saw, and feel the pulse of this town." Her conviction was contagious, igniting a spark within James that mirrored her own. He nodded, a determined smile playing at the corners of his lips. Together, they set out on their quest, bound by a shared purpose that transcended the boundaries of time. Their first stop was the Chinati Foundation, a sanctuary of contemporary art nestled amidst Marfa's desert landscape. Sarah believed that within the strokes of paint and the sculptures of metal, there might lie a connection to E.M.'s journey. They wandered through the gallery, their eyes scanning each piece with an intensity that bordered on reverence. Sarah's heart quickened as she caught a glimpse of a painting, a swirling dance of colors that seemed to mirror the elusive glow of the Marfa lights. It was a moment of revelation, a whisper of confirmation that they were on the right path. Next, they ventured to Building 98, a historic military fort turned art space. As they explored its weathered corridors, Sarah's keen eyes fell upon an intricately carved panel that seemed out of place amidst the rustic surroundings. With trembling fingers, she traced the edges of the panel, and to her astonishment, it gave way, revealing a hidden compartment. Inside, nestled within the confines of time, lay a faded photograph. The first tangible connection to M that they had discovered. The traveler stood against the backdrop of Marfa's desert expanse, their gaze fixed on the horizon, a sense of purpose etched into their features. The intensity of their determination mirrored Sarah's own, igniting a sense of kinship that transcended the years that had passed since M's disappearance. The discovery fueled their resolve, infusing their quest with renewed purpose. They returned to their room at the Hotel Paisano, the photograph a tangible reminder of the journey they had undertaken. As the desert winds whispered secrets outside their window, Sarah and James immersed themselves in research, delving into Marfa's history, unearthing forgotten legends, and seeking out those who might hold fragments of the puzzle they sought to solve. Days turned into nights, and still, their determination did not waver. They traversed the dusty streets of Marfa, seeking out forgotten corners and hidden treasures. Each step brought them closer to the heart of the mystery, each revelation a testament to their unwavering commitment. With every passing moment, the enigma of E. M. and the Marfa lights became intertwined with their own story. The desert seemed to pulse with a resonance that echoed their pursuit, as if the very sands held the secrets they sought. The Marfa lights, those elusive dancers of the night, seemed to flicker in anticipation, as if inviting them to unlock the final chapter of this enthralling tale. One crisp morning, Sarah and James ventured into the heart of Marfa, guided by a newfound sense of purpose. Their destination, the Marfa and Presidio County Museum, a treasure trove of history and whispers from days gone by. Within its weathered walls, they combed through exhibits, their eyes keen for any sign that might lead them closer to the heart of M's tale. As Sarah lingered near a dusty bookshelf, her fingers grazing the spines of forgotten volumes, a faded leather-bound tome caught her eye. Its pages were yellowed with age, and the scent of time clung to its edges. Gently, she eased it from its resting place, revealing a hidden compartment within. Nestled within its confines was a tattered map, its contours hinting at a secret destination associated with the Marfa Lights. A thrill coursed through Sarah's veins as she unfolded the map, her eyes tracing the faded ink that charted a course through the desert. It was a puzzle waiting to be unraveled, a path that promised to lead them closer to the heart of the mystery. With shared determination, she and James set off, guided by the cryptic clues that the map held. Their journey led them to a forgotten corner near Vizcaino Park, where an abandoned structure stood, its time-worn facade a testament to the passage of years. Sarah's heart quickened as she pushed open the creaking door, revealing a hidden room bathed in dusty light. The air was thick with the scent of age, old secrets, and before them lay a collection of model ships, each one meticulously crafted, each one bearing an air of significance. As Sarah and James explored the room, their fingers trailed over the intricacies of the models. It was a peculiar collection, one that seemed to hold the key to the final chapters of M's story. The ship spoke of journeys taken, of adventures embarked upon, and within their intricate details, Sarah sensed a connection to the enigmatic traveler who had once sought solace in the glow of the Marfa Lights. In that moment, as the desert winds whispered their approval, Sarah and James knew they stood at the precipice of revelation. The pieces of the puzzle had come together, forming a tapestry of secrets that spanned decades. The model ships held the key, their stories intertwined with that of M and the Marfa Lights. As they left the hidden room, the sun dipped low on the horizon, casting long shadows across the desert. With a sense of purpose that echoed in their every step, they knew that the final chapter of this captivating tale awaited them. The Marfa Lights, those ethereal dancers of the night, seemed to pulse with a newfound intensity, as if beckoning them to uncover the truth that had remained hidden for far too long. With the collection of model ships laid out before them, Sarah's historian's instincts kicked into high gear. Each ship seemed to harbor a story, its details meticulously crafted to convey a hidden message. She examined them one by one, noting the unique features and the nuances in their design. As her fingers traced the contours of a particularly ornate vessel, a realization struck her. A connection between the ships and an old legend, one that had echoed through Marfa for generations. It spoke of a shipwreck, an inexplicable anomaly in the desert, a tale shrouded in mystery and passed down through time. The legend whispered of a vessel that had sailed across the arid sands, a relic from a forgotten era. Sarah's heart quickened with the possibility that the legend and the model ships were intertwined. With James by her side, she delved into research, scouring ancient texts and consulting locals who held fragments of the story. Slowly, the pieces fell into place, revealing a narrative that transcended the boundaries of reality. A ship that had become a beacon of wonder in the heart of the desert. Their pursuit led them to the Marfa Holocaust Model Ship Museum, a repository of history and art that held the promise of further insights. Within its hallowed halls, they uncovered a trove of information, each exhibit offering a piece of the puzzle. The curator, an elderly scholar with eyes that gleamed with the light of knowledge, shared tales of the shipwreck that had become the stuff of legend. As Sarah listened, she felt a sense of validation wash over her. The model ships were more than mere replicas. They were a testament to a journey that defied logic and reason. A testament to a traveler who had dared to navigate the unforgiving desert on the vessel of dreams. In the quiet moments that followed, As they stood amidst the hallowed halls of the museum, Sarah and James knew that they were on the brink of a revelation that would forever alter the narrative of Marfa and its mysterious lights. The desert seemed to hold its breath as if waiting for the final piece of the puzzle to fall into place. With hearts pounding and a sense of purpose that burned brighter than ever, they prepared to return to the abandoned structure near Vizcano Park, armed with the knowledge that the model ships had bestowed upon them. The Marfa lights, those enigmatic dancers of the night, seemed to shimmer in anticipation, as if aware that the culmination of their journey was at hand. In the hallowed halls of the Marfa Holocaust Model Ship Museum, Sarah and James found themselves immersed in a world where history and legend intertwined. The curator, a venerable scholar with a twinkle in his eye, became their guide through the tapestry of stories that had woven Marfa's enigmatic narrative. As Sarah studied the journal, her fingers tracing the faded ink, the curator's keen gaze fell upon her. With a knowing smile, he approached, his voice a low, resonant cadence that echoed through the chamber. He spoke of the journal's final entry, a passage that held the key to unlocking the last chapter of E.M.'s story. Together, they dissected the cryptic words, uncovering hidden meanings and connecting threads that had remained elusive. The curator's insight was invaluable, his wisdom a beacon that illuminated the path they must follow. The final clue emerged, a reference to a remote spot near the Stardust Motel sign, a location that had long been overshadowed by the allure of the Marfa lights. With a sense of anticipation that pulsed through their veins, Sarah and James set out on the final leg of their journey. The desert winds whispered secrets, as if guiding them toward the revelation that awaited. The path was rugged, the landscape unforgiving, but their resolve was unyielding. As they neared the remote spot, the sun dipped low on the horizon, casting long shadows across the desert sands. The Stardust Motel sign loomed in the distance, a sentinel that had witnessed countless nights beneath the star-studded sky. With each step, Sarah and James felt the weight of history and mystery converge, a palpable energy that hummed in the air. At last they arrived, standing before the sign that marked the culmination of their journey. Sarah's heart pounded with a mixture of trepidation and exhilaration. With trembling fingers, she turned to the journal's final entry, the words now imbued with a profound significance. As she read aloud, the desert seemed to hold its breath. The winds hushed in reverence. And then it happened, a shift in the air, a subtle change in the atmosphere. Before their eyes, the Marfa lights danced in a mesmerizing display. Their glow synchronized with the cadence of Sarah's voice. It was a moment of transcendence, a convergence of past and present, a testament to the power of mystery and the enduring spirit of those who dared to seek its truths. As the last words echoed through the desert, Sarah and James stood in silent awe, knowing that they had unraveled a tale that would resonate through the ages. The Marfa lights shimmered in response, as if offering their own acknowledgement of the journey that had brought them here. With hearts full and a profound sense of fulfillment, they turned to leave, their steps lightened by the weight of the revelation. The desert held its secrets close, but on this night, it had chosen to share its magic with two intrepid souls who had dared to listen. Under the vast expanse of the Texas night, Sarah and James stood at the remote spot near the Stardust Motel sign. The air was charged with anticipation, a palpable energy that seemed to echo the heartbeat of the desert itself. As they looked to the horizon, the Marfa lights emerged, their luminous dance a testament to the stories they had unraveled. The lights flickered and danced, a mesmerizing display that seemed to synchronize with the rhythm of the tale they had uncovered. It was as if the very essence of M and the enigmatic shipwrecked vessel had joined in the cosmic dance, a final acknowledgement of their shared journey through time. In that transcendent moment, Sarah and James felt a profound connection, not only to the mysteries that had bound them, but also to the spirit of the long-lost traveler who had ventured into the heart of the desert. They stood in silent reverence, their hearts filled with a sense of fulfillment that transcended words. As the final traces of the Marfa lights faded into the night, they turned to leave, the desert sands whispering their gratitude for bearing witness to its age, old secrets. With every step back to the Hotel Paisano, their hearts were lightened, for they knew that they had touched something extraordinary, a story that would forever be etched into the fabric of Marfa's enigmatic tapestry. Inside the hotel's warm embrace, they entered their room, the air alive with the lingering magic of the night. The adobe walls seemed to hold the echoes of their adventure, and as they gazed out at the desert landscape, a profound sense of wonder settled over them. They had ventured into the heart of mystery, and in doing so, had found a deeper connection to each other. As they nestled together, Sarah and James reflected on the journey that had brought them to this moment. The journal, the model ships, the legend of the shipwreck. All had woven together to form a tale that defied explanation. Their hearts were filled with gratitude for the adventure, for the whispers of the desert winds, and for the Marfa lights that had danced to the cadence of their unraveling story. And so, in the quiet of the night, as the desert held its secrets close, Sarah and James drifted into dreams, their souls forever touched by the mysteries of Marfa, and their hearts forever bound by the tale they had uncovered.